I'm here with Barbara Gassler. Barbara is an editor at the local newspaper, which is called?
The Volkswagen Zeitung.
That's right, in Davos. And she has seen a couple of these World Economic Forum meetings, and I would like to know what is different about this year's WEF meeting?
It's getting bigger every year. We've grown used to having more and more of these side events popping up every year. And every year there's another one adding to it. And it's become difficult by now to make the difference between the WEF itself and the side events that we are having. And they're crowding the city. They're pushing out the local people. And it's become sort of unpleasant. On the one hand, we know they're bringing in big money. On the other hand, they're taking over our town. And they're taking it over more and more every year. Now there's a feeling it's enough. We don't want them anymore.
Is that what the locals feel?
Yeah.
Would they like it to go somewhere else, not to
Davos? No, not at all. There's no ill feeling towards the WEF. Every few years we vote about the security cost because the town of Davos has to shoulder part of the security cost that the WEF costs. And we have to vote on that. And every time the vote is, the majority is overwhelming. The people of Davos want WEF. What they're not happy with are the side events. It's just business that have no connection with WEF setting up shop in Davos. Somebody used the word fair recently, and I think that's really what it's become, an image fair for I don't even know whom. There's a Caspian Week. What's got the Caspian Week to do with the WEF? Russia House, India House. Every state of India now has its own house. What for? That's something we don't really understand. And because they're transforming the shops into something entirely new, there's quite some building going on before the WEF is taking place. And that building already starts in December. So our town starts transforming already in December. And then in January, we have 2 weeks where it's just building. And after the WEF, or after Davos, as it's known outside, it's another week of tearing everything down, and then it's gone again.
You're talking about these almost fairs, or the Russia House. I've seen as I walk past, and it's Facebook and it's Google. What happens to it afterwards? Is it an empty shop for the next year, or do the locals move back in?
Everything of those. There's these additional buildings that are being erected that just disappear again. Then there are shops that are empty rest of the year, and then there are shops that are cleared out and filled again after the WEF. You've got everything. The problem is we have the same problems with shops as there's everywhere. Online's taking over. And because the shop owners make enough money from the WEF, they don't have any pressure on them to look for tenants, for somebody to take this shop to life again. So you have a shop that's open now and again, but there's this many empty shops. It's like empty eyes looking back at you. It isn't fun anymore. Gee. And it won't help that the WEF is here, because the money flows in without anybody doing anything.
Does the WEF do any good for the town?
It does a lot. Already, there's so many people coming here, and it's big money. Somebody once calculated it's 60 million a year pouring into Davos, into Switzerland, just for this 1 week. So it's a lot, a huge money. And then there's the image thing as well. On the outside, we talk about the WEF, but on the outside, people talk about Davos, meaning the annual meeting. And that the name of Davos is known all over the world is a huge contribution to a sports town, a tourist destination as we are. So yes, the WEF is good for us.
Something I noticed is, this is only my first year, but something that everybody else that comes regularly noticed, the food this year, this emphasis on vegetarian food. I know in the media village, we had only vegetarian meals, which some people weren't happy about.
The food question didn't really concern us. I never went to the media village myself. I think it's just part of the sustainability question. If you want to put out less CO2, you have to have less cows, sheep, pork, and so on that produces it. So vegetarian certainly is a way to reduce your footprint on this earth. But it's got nothing to do. That's an WEF idea.
Can I ask you about the themes, or did you follow it or not?
This year is stakeholder capitalism, which really is Charles Schwab, the founder of WEF. He pushed it back into the spotlight. But it's always been there. That's the very basic of his ideas, the stakeholder capitalism, the idea that everybody should have, or the companies should care for everybody, not just their shareholders, and making profit. But this year he's really pushed it back into the spotlight again with the second Davos Manifesto, which the first one, I think it's back from the 70s, at the very beginning of the WEF. And now reinforcing that idea of everybody should in somehow be involved in a company's decision making. How is it to influence on the community, on the workers, on the environment, and so on? That company leaders should think about all these things as well.
Do you share some of the cynicism on the World Economic Forum? Some people say it's not sustainable because it has this image, well, it's because of the people who come, of incredible wealth, and that section of society, that tiny, tiny little section, is out of touch with what's really going on in the world.
I was on the opening, and while I was waiting there for some people to come, I talked to some of the participants, and I asked them, why are you here? And nobody told me to make business. One lady told me, this is the place where business leaders can take a step back from their usual business and look how their action influence on other things. Another one told me, this is a place where we talk about things to come and we get people to move in the right direction. There's peer pressure. And one I asked, how much business have you made? And he said, I've been all over the place. It's my third time in Davos. I've never had a business contract here. So as far as I understand the WEF working, they're actually discussing ideas. They're looking far ahead, what could come. And that's WEF life. But this outside, where there's the large parties in the hotels and so on, this side is there as well. And that's a part I never go to.
And so that's probably the part there's cynicism about. The big black cars driving, the helicopters flying in, apartments going for as much as, what did you mention?
50,000.
50,000 a week. What is that? That's Swiss franc.
Yeah.
50,000 Swiss franc a week. And somebody mentioned what a hot dog would cost, like something like $43 or something. I don't know where this hot dogs. I haven't seen it. I only had free food the whole week. So, which I think any delegate doesn't really need to buy food. Isn't that perhaps what gives that image and what you said about the fair kind of atmosphere and these companies moving in, that WEF is actually not about that?
It actually gives a wrong impression. That's what I'm feeling too. The companies coming here, they pour in an enormous amount of money. they are willing to pay exorbitant prices just to be there for two and a half days, and they do anything to get in there and to have that. And when companies do that, you automatically reflect on the rest of the whole group coming. And of course, they're the big shots, and they have money to spend. There are these two sides. On the one side, people actually talking about the future, and on the other side, people just... a friend called me, I'm here, I'm doing a fire brigade work at the private party, and imagine who's here, Lenny Kravitz. I don't think Lenny Kravitz is very cheap to get to Davos. That's the other side.
Thank you, Barbara Gassler. I had a wonderful week here with you hosting me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anytime back.